11th pack of Yevamos Mishnah Dalet. Isha Nizar Vlad Vlad Kalosa, a woman who gave birth with her daughter-in-law and the hospital mixed up the two children. We will not know forever who is who. So one is the one, they gave birth to two sons, one is the uncle of the other one. Yigdilo Taravis, Venosa Noshim, they both got married, and they married women. Umeson, they both died. Now, basically what happened over here is they died without children. We have to be miyabim the wives, or cholitz to the wives, but we don't know who has to be miyabim the wives. Each one of them, we don't know if the child of the mother-in-law has to be miyabim it, or the child of the daughter-in-law has to be miyabim it. So b'nei hakala cholitz v'lo miyabim. The children, in other words, the brothers of the daughter-in-law, do chalitza on both of these women. Shusafik eishes ochiv. Maybe it's Eishes Achiv, which they're allowed to do Yibum to. Suffik Eishes Achiyoviv. It may be the wife of his uncle, which is also to marry. So therefore, the only way thing they could do is Chalitza. When they do Chalitza, so there's no more Chash of Yibum Mitzad, the child of the daughter-in-law. Now, Bnei Azkena, the children of the mother-in-law, they Ocholz and Olam Yabim. They could do the Chalitza and Pater, or they could do Yibim, because Mamon of Shach. If it's their brother's child of other good, and it's their nephew's wife, it's also good. Shehu Safik Eishes Achiv, Safik Ben Achiv. If it's an Eishes Achiv, then it's a regular case of Yibum. If it's a nephew, there's no Yibum, but it's permitted to marry a niece or a wife of a nephew. Meisu Aksherim, what happened if the ones that were clear cut died? In other words, the uncle and the nephew died, and now we still have two people left, which we're not sure who's the uncle, who's the nephew. So bnei teravis of bnei zkein achotzel lo miyabim, this mixture of these two people who we don't know who is who, they go to the child of the mother-in-law, which is this uncle, the wife of the child of the mother-in-law, which is basically this woman, who is either their Yavama, or it's their father's brother's wife, which is Asa. So therefore they have to do Chalitza with that Yibum. And if it's his Yavama, everything's great. But if it's his father's brother's wife, it's also to marry her, and therefore they have to do Chalitza, Bnei Akala, and the Bnei Akala who died, and it was the daughter-in-law's child who got married and died. Now this issue of doing Chalitza, so these unclear children, Echad Choylitz ve'Echad Miyabim, one could do Chalitza and one could do Yibim. The first one does Chalitza. Why? Because you want to make sure that if this is from the other household, in other words, we don't know which household has to do the Yibum over here. So we have to get rid of one household. They do Chalitza, and that household is out of the picture. There's one remaining household. So the remaining household, it's either her Yavama, or it's her nephew. And if it's her nephew, it's his nephew, Sarah. His nephew's wife, he could do Yibum. He can marry his nephew's wife. Well,